Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. Remember, as always, to listen to the show on the go. You just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store, and you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com, and normal data rates apply. Okay, so the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, that is long in the rearview mirror. It's time now. We're going to shift gears, and we are going to take time for a book review. Author Jonathan Gottschall has released his new book. It is titled The Professor in the Cage, Why Men Fight and Why We Like to Watch. It's good to have you with us tonight at YSR. Thank you, Jonathan.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right, so let's open up with sharing your unlikely journey from the college classroom to the fighting cage and how this book even came about. I mean, why in the world would an English professor decide to become an MMA fighter at middle age? My question to you is, Jonathan, were you having a midlife crisis?
I think I was having a bit of a midlife crisis. I was, 39 years old at the time, I believe.
Oh, my gosh.
Working as an English instructor at a small liberal arts college.
Sure.
And one day I'm at my office hours, and I happen to glance out the front window, and this new business had opened up across the street. It was one of these cage fighting gyms. And I was just ambushed by this emotion I didn't expect, and the emotion was envy. You know, I envied those young guys across the street. I could see them dancing and rolling and hitting and tackling. And it seemed like they were so alive in their cage while I'm kind of rotting away in my office cubicle. And so I had this thought, and it was sort of a joke at my own expense. I was like, wouldn't it be funny if I walked across the street and joined them, me, you know, because I'm almost 40, not in great shape, and I've literally never been in a fight before. And then my next thought was, hey, maybe there's a book in that, a sort of nonfiction version of Fight Club. I go across the street, I try to learn how to fight, but along the way I'd also be asking these big questions about violence and the role that sports play in human life and all kinds of other things.
Hey, Jonathan Gottschall is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are shining the spotlight on his new book, The Professor in the Cage, Why Men Fight and Why We Like to Watch. And before we break down the book, I got to ask you this. I mean, I'm looking at your bio. You're a happily married guy. You got two kids, two daughters. What in the world was your wife's reaction when you told her that you had the desire to become an MMA fighter at middle age?
Oh, well, first, she had to figure out whether I was joking or not. And then I sort of convinced her, I told her my whole dumb plan for becoming a cage fighter. And this is a verbatim quote. She says, "You'll be killed. You have no skills."
Oh.
And that hurt my feelings. But it was true. I don't have any skills.
It was probably a motivator, though, too, huh?
But then she became incredibly comfortable with it to the point where it was almost disturbing. You know, I'd come home from the gym, and I'd be sort of beat up, and I'd be like, oh, man, I can't even see straight. I got hit so hard today. And she'd be like, did you unload the dishwasher? You know, she had very little sympathy for me at the end. And I was thinking, my God, woman, don't you love me at all? she became alarmingly comfortable with it, is what I'm saying.
Well, what about the response and feedback from the professors and your colleagues? I mean, were they supportive of this? We were talking about in the open in your English professor?
Yeah, English professors don't generally approve of blood sport, and always part of the joke, that joke at my own expense, when I was looking out across at the gym from my English department, always part of the joke was that my colleagues would be able to literally look up from the poems that they were reading at their desk, glance out the window, and see me over there in the cage. And I thought they'd be scandalized and offended, but they weren't. For the most part, they were way more tolerant and open-minded about it than I thought they would be. They were pretty cool about it.
So, Jonathan, did you always have the desire to fight, to be in a cage fight? Because let's be honest for the listeners across the country tonight. I mean, MMA fighting, it requires intense strength. I mean, it is a full contact sport. I mean, you're getting punched, choked, kicked into submission. I mean, why would you want to be a part of that and subject yourself to such extreme pain?
Two reasons. One, first off, I describe the sport as one-on-one tackle football with the addition of punching, kicking, kneeing, elbowing, and strangling. So it's a really fierce and violent sport. Why did I want to do it? I'm not really sure I did want to do it. Part of me didn't want to do it. I was scared. I was full of anxiety the whole time. I did it for a couple reasons. One, I wanted to see if it was possible for a man like me, a guy who isn't naturally brave, to go into that sort of situation and practice being brave, night after night, until it sort of became habitual. So I'd never done a brave thing, and I wanted to see if I could. On the other hand, I also had a very strong scholarly and intellectual reason for going over there. I was interested in questions about violence. Mm-hmm. I was interested in this big question about why men fight, not just in the cage, not just in sport contexts, but why men are capable and are responsible for the lion's share of violence all around the world. And MMA gave me a good way to bridge into those bigger questions about violence.
Okay, so why men fight? That was one of your questions. What did you learn?
Well, you know, a lot of times it's kind of looks illogical. Men's violence looks illogical. For the most part, they're not fighting over, and I'm talking about mano a mano violence, not warfare. For the most part, they're not fighting over tangible things like money or the last hamburger when everybody's starving. For the most part, they're fighting over intangible things. They're fighting over something you can't see and you can't smell and you can't touch. They're fighting basically over honor. They're fighting over respect. This goes way, way back to duelists, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And when men get in fights today, it is most likely to be over matters of respect. Someone will be offended. Someone will feel insulted. There'll be bluster and threats back and forth. The men will close the distance. If no one backs down, a fight will break out.
Jonathan Gottschall is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I want to encourage you to go out and get a copy of his book. It is titled The Professor in the Cage, Why Men Fight and Why We Like to Watch. And that's a question for me. I mean, it is surprising to me. I'm just saying this personally. The popularity, I mean, the audience. I mean, how can the intensity of the fight, the violence, how can that be pleasurable to one?
I think that's a great question. I mean, that's one of the things that really drew me to this, because it was a very personal question to me. I've been watching fights on TV, maybe for 20 years as a pretty avid fight fan. And I've been thinking to myself, hey, I'm a civilized, decent, peace-loving woman.
Right, yeah.
What's wrong with me? I appear not to be a sociopath, so why am I watching this stuff? And why do we all watch this stuff, you know? I mean, even those of us who wouldn't be caught dead at a cage fight, we're still consuming a huge amount of violent entertainment, whether in sports or our movies, films, video games, whatever. But I eventually came around to the point of view that it's not largely barbarism and bloodlust that draws us to this. I think it's kind of almost close to the opposite. If we just wanted barbarism or bloodlust, we could download ISIS torture murder videos and watch those all day long. But most of us don't want to see that, but we still find it hard not to watch a big fight. I think it's just because it's an incredibly intense drama. It's an incredibly intense showdown, climactic. It's reality TV. All the pain is real. All the elation is real. And counterintuitively, all the savagery in a fight brings out not only maybe the worst angels of human nature, but the best angels too. It sets up these conditions of adversity that force the fighters to be heroic, to be courageous, to show perseverance and fortitude and character. So we're drawn to a fight maybe partly by the worst angels of human nature, but I think we go there to admire the best parts of human nature, too.
Hey, Jonathan Gottschall has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Again, the title of his book is The Professor in the Cage, Why Men Fight and Why We Like to Watch. Congratulations on the book. And I can only say I'm sure your wife loved the benefits of this type of training. I mean, you endured 2 years of intense training and you probably look pretty shiny. So
I did. For like 15 minutes, I actually had abs. They're long gone now.
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Jonathan.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You get ready. We're going to be talking some NBA talk, the Western and the Eastern Conference Finals. Stay close.